Good morning. This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm Haley May. The Colorado Department of Corrections is not looking to hand Tina Peters over to federal custody. The former Mesa County clerk is in state prison after being convicted of crimes related to allowing unauthorized access of voting equipment. The federal government had sought to have her transferred to a federal prison, but a spokesperson with the Colorado Department of Corrections says transfers must be initiated by the state, and it is not currently seeking one. Denver Broncos linebacker Alex Singleton has been cleared to return to practice after undergoing surgery for testicular cancer.
Down he goes! Alex Singleton with the sack.
Singleton had a non-invasive tumor removed after a drug test flagged him for elevated hormones. The Broncos captain told ABC's Good Morning America the diagnosis has given him a new appreciation for his support system.
I don't like going to the doctor, but now that I've learned how quick it is, like how easy it is and how detectable it is through that, I want to be the guy that's staying on the top of every mountain just going, get this done.
Singleton has missed one game since his surgery earlier this month. The Broncos are coming off a bye week and riding an 8-game winning streak. They play the Washington Commanders this Sunday. It's unclear if Singleton will be available for the game.
Singleton.
I'm Tony Gorman, CPR News.
In Denver and Durango, Loveland and Steamboat Springs, family-friendly running races have become a Thanksgiving staple in Colorado. This morning, more than 30 so-called turkey trots are taking place throughout the state. Grand Junction's been going on almost 20 years now. Organizer Wes Egbarth says participants tend to really get in to the Thanksgiving spirit.
Probably the best was one year. A handful of participants actually brought a live turkey in a cage in a red wagon and pulled the live turkey through the entire event.
Like most of these races, Grand Junction's benefits charity. Proceeds for this one will go to help first responders and other members in the community facing financial hardship. This is CPR News and KRCC.